Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 21, reading from verse 15 to 17. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Amen. The title of our message is Love for Christ. So Jesus was saying to Peter, his disciples, Do you love me more than these? More than a word. If we've read from the beginning of chapter 21, Peter has said they should go and fish. When Jesus has been crucified, their master whom they knew for 3.5 years is gone, is no more with them in the flesh. And so Peter felt they have nothing to do. The end has come. His hope is disappeared. And so he returned to the fishing business he was before Jesus called him. And so it's on that note Jesus is saying to him, Peter, do you love me more than these? More than these things of the world? Peter said, Yes, I do. I love you more than these. He asked him a second time, Do you love me more than these? Peter said, Yes, I do. Then the Lord asked him the third time. Peter was gripped because the Lord asked him the third time. What's the problem? Peter did not know what he was saying. If he had known, he wouldn't be grieved. Obviously, he was not after the business he had taught them, which was to preach the word. He said he called them 12 to be with him so that he would send them forth. He had not continued in him, as he said, that if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And so that's why he's saying, Do you love me? He was talking of the Holy Scriptures, the word. So, but Peter was having a mind in a different thing. That's why he got grieved. He shouldn't be grieved. He would know he had departed from the focus, what he has focused their mind on. So God is saying to us, Do we have love for Christ? Love for his word. See what he says in John chapter 14, reading verses 15 to 17. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Wonderful. He said, If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father. He will give you another comforter, the Holy One, that will be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. But Peter didn't know what he was saying, that he was talking of the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of the Scriptures. The Scripture is the truth. That is the true Christ. and that he's going to give you another comforter, which is the Holy Scriptures. He will bring you to the Scriptures. You will not follow me in the flesh. He will bring us to the real Christ. He didn't know what Jesus was saying, that he was talking of the word. That if you love me, keep my word. And the spirit of the word, which is the Holy Spirit, will show you the truth. He will testify of me. When the comforter is come, then you will know me. I have many things to say to you, he said to them, but you can't understand them now. But when he, the spirit of the scripture, is come, he will show you the scripture. He will be in you and with you. That when he says love for Christ, it means love for his word. Love for the scriptures. That's the love for Christ. And Peter's heart is not set in love for him yet. That's why he says, Peter, do you love me? He's drawing his attention to the real Christ. He said the world cannot receive his spirit because they don't know whom he is. That he is the Holy Scriptures, whom we are to love with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our minds. Moses told them in the wilderness that the first commandment is this: the Lord our God is one Lord. Therefore, you shall love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. He said, do you love me? If you love me, you will keep my commandment. And I will pray the Father. The Father will love you. Then we'll come and make our abode in you. That's what he said further in verse 23 of John 14. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He said, who come to make their house, their home. You become the home of God, his house. He would be with you forever. That's a promise. He said, will never be taken away. It's an everlasting gift. It's an everlasting inheritance. That when we keep the word of God, then God will grant us a seal of approval by giving us his spirit. That is that spirit that will make us to know him, the only true God, and Jesus whom he has sent. He said that is the everlasting life, can never be taken away because he is the Lord. He is the King of glory, the one and only one that is and was and is to come. And then he said, because you have loved him, that love surpasses all understanding. That there's nothing that can separate you from God, because he is God. Then he will set our heart on fire. And that fire is the fire of his word. He said, you'll be in love with this God, genuinely. And so that's why he says, do you love me? Because his heart was not yet on fire for him. But he says that you wait in Jerusalem until the Spirit comes. Then when the Spirit comes upon you, then you will witness me. You will testify of me. That Spirit is the Spirit that God promised. That he's going to give us the Spirit of the Scriptures. That when the Spirit of the Scripture comes into us because we have believed in his word, then we'll be crying, Abba, Father. The Spirit of the Son of God in our heart. And then we become children of God. Born again by the word of God that abided forever. So that's what he's saying to us. That it is love it takes to be saved. It is through love we obey God. Love is the end of it. See what Romans record in Romans chapter 13. Reading from verse 10. Love worketh no evil to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. That's it. He said love does not work ill against his neighbor. Doesn't go against him. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. It is through love we are saved. The love for Christ. When we love the word of God, then he said we will not reject him. We will not go against him. We become like Abraham, a friend of God. through his word, through the scriptures. See verse 11 of Romans 13. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He said we should put on Christ. Who is Christ? The Word. He said let him arise in our hearts. Love for Christ is love for his Word. That's how to fulfill the scriptures. Scripture is fulfilled when we love the Word of God with all our hearts, with all our soul. Then we don't make provision for the flesh. We don't provide for that evil one. We don't provide for the enemy. We now become a friend of God through Christ, and only through Christ. And this is the reason why he said to us in 1 John chapter 2, reading from verse 15 to 17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So that's why I say we should put on Christ. That is the everlasting one. Then we should not make provision for our flesh, that if we do so, we become an enemy of God. That anyone be a friend of the flesh, of the worldly man, he is an enemy. He has rejected God. That is the rejection of God. That is the breaking of the word of God. Because we have loved the enemy. We have loved he that is a breaker of the word of God, who sinned against God, flesh and blood. We don't love that fellow. We love Christ. We put on Christ in our heart. Who is Christ? The Holy Scriptures. And then he says, he abided forever. That's why he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, saith Jesus Christ. That love for Christ is love for his word. That's why you hear of the famous chapter of Corinthians, the chapter of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. See what the man of God, Apostle Paul, wrote concerning love for Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, reading from verse 1 to verse 3. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand of mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Wonderful. He said, though I do all of these things, I'm so wise, I have the wisdom of angels. I have the tongue that can speak with great oration. He says, I don't have love. What love? Love for Christ. He said, profit me nothing. That's why I say, what shall he profit a man against the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? He says, it profit me nothing. Though I can remove mountains with my faith, I can do wonderful things in his name. He said many would come to him and say, Lord, Lord, did we not do this in your name? Did we not do wonderful things in your name? He said he would say unto them, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. You have no love for Christ. He said, if you love me, keep my word. That's what he said. He says, we can do all this and we don't have love for Christ. What love? Love for his word. The love for Christ is not the love for creatures. It's the love for the Creator. That by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He spoke and it was done. He said, Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep with what? With my word. Preach the word is what he's saying. Feed them with the truth of Christ. Let them know me. That I am the Holy Scriptures. In the Holy Bible. He said, if we do all this, the apostle said. He said, though I can do wonderful things, and I don't have love for Christ. I don't have charity. He said, profit me nothing. That's why he says, love is the fulfilling of the word of God. That to fulfill the word of God is to love Christ. Who is Christ? The word. In the Holy Bible. He said, we should love him. That if we do so, we become a friend of God. We have done the will of God. Because this is the will of God. That we should love him. That God so loved the world, he gave us his only begotten son. And so, we are to reciprocate. That God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And now he said, we are to do the same thing. We are to love one another. We are to love God as well. God loves us. He said that it's not complete. That if we don't love him, then we have no portion in him. See what John wrote in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. You hear that? Easy scripture to memorize. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. 1 John 3:16 says, we ought to love him as well. That is the completeness. That's the other side of the coin. John 3:16 says, God did. This is how we know the love of God. He expressed it to us through his son. He said we are supposed to love him. That's how it is complete. We are to love the brethren. Wonderful. Which brethren? How do you love the brethren? Who is the brethren? Look at 1 John chapter 5 and see how John continued and what he explained, what the brethren mean. 1 John chapter 5, reading from verse 1 to verse 3. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. He says the brethren are the children of God, and the children of God is the word of God. That when we have love for Christ, we have loved the children of God. When we have love for the word of God, we have loved the children of God. That's where we meet. God in him, we in him. What a wonderful meeting. He said we ought to love the children of God. That he that love he that beget must love he that is begotten of him. So when he says that God so loved the world he gave us his only begotten son. He said we are supposed to love the children of God. We are supposed to love the brethren. We are supposed to love what he begat. What he gave birth to. that God gave birth to the Holy Scriptures, that all Scriptures were inspired by God. In their form, we are to love Him through His children, whom He gave birth to. And that is how the Scripture is fulfilled. That the love for Christ is the end of our faith. Is the totality of our salvation. That's why he says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. That Jesus Christ is not only the Savior of our soul, but the salvation of our soul. That's why he says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. That God so loved us, he gave us the children of God, so that we can love the brethren. That when we love the children of God, how do we love the children of God? He said, when we love the word of God. That the word of God are the children of God. Not flesh and blood, the word of God. And that's what he was saying to Peter. Do you love me more than these? There are many things we love. Say we can even give up everything we have and still don't have the love of God. We can get our body burnt and don't have the love of God. And that the love of God is the love for Christ. The love for the Holy Scriptures. And that it is these alone. They came to meet him in the days of his flesh. And they said, your mother and your brethren are outside. Let's read that in Luke chapter 8. Reading from verse 19 to 21. Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the prayers. And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. That said to see it. You have heard from the master himself. He said, my brethren and my mother are these. These ones that take to the word of God. Where is the word of God? The Holy Bible. He says, when we set our love for the word of God, we have set our love for Christ. That's the love of God. The love for Christ. That God wants us to love Christ. But he said, in this we know that God loves us. He expressed it through Christ. He gave us the scriptures. Someone loves you, he offers you something, he says you ought to receive that thing. You need to love that thing. That God so loves us, he gave us his only begotten son. This so precious thing to God. This beloved of the Father. He offered it. He said, this is how we know the love of God. Because he offered that thing that is so precious to him from his bosom. From his heart of heart, he so loves us. He said, now you need to love that one he offered. You need to stretch your hand and shake his hand, shake the hands of God, that he is our peace. Who? Jesus Christ, the word of God. That if we don't do that and we are doing something else, say we have gone the way of error. It doesn't profit us. He said, it profits us nothing. When he says it's not profitable, he's saying it does not profit. When he says you gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul, he said it doesn't profit. That this is profitable. That God gave us the scripture. That all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And first and foremost, he says it's profitable. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in things of righteousness. That's why he's instructing us. Do it this way. That you want to love God, he said love his word. That the love for the word of God is the love for Christ. They say love, not the word. That you can love your flesh and blood, it will not profit you. That's not the love for God. That's the love for humans. God is not flesh and blood. God is word. He says, if you set your love on him, you shall be saved. He's able to save you. Because what you have loved is the Savior. He's the Redeemer. He's the resurrection. He told Martha, he said, these will not be taken away from Mary. This which she has set her love on. But Martha, you are so busy about many things, but Mary has taken the only thing that is needful. Love for Christ. She loved me. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do we genuinely love God? He said we should take to the word of God. That many will not take to him. And then their error will be made manifest. that you have not loved him, because what you love, he said, you will keep him. That's why he says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, that whosoever was not found having this Christ, that every one of us shall pass through the judgment seat of Christ. He said, be not deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man love, that shall he reap. Whatever we sow, that's what we are going to reap. That he that sows to his flesh, he said, of his flesh he would be made manifest. Corruption. But if we sow to Christ, to the Spirit, the Lord is that Spirit, we'll reap everlasting life. That he wants us to be wise. Says that there were 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. 5 just loved themselves, were full of themselves. They were empty of Christ. 5 were wise, they emptied themselves and they were full of Christ. They became wise. And so he said the whole world will find the broad way of loving themselves. Who will not love himself? He said, if we do so, we become an enemy of Christ, enemy of God. That he said, you cannot be my disciple except you deny yourself. You can't be my disciple. He means so. He's not hiding anything from us. God is clear and is daylight. He's not hidden. God does not manipulate anybody. He's saying it the way it is. That if we love him, that's what he was telling Peter. First time, second time, third time. He didn't hide it. Then he said, fire. He entered him and then the anger came. Because you don't get angry with what you love. And he was dishing the word for him. If he loved the word, he would eat it. He would take it. So God is saying to us, if we don't love him, we'll be grieved with him. Because he's fire. He penetrates into the soul, spirit and soul and our mind. He exposes us. He says he shall expose every thought of humans. Said Apostle Paul. He says that the day that God shall judge the secrets of all men, according to my gospel, St. Paul said, that is the gospel of the Holy Bible, telling us, if you love me, I will be found in you. I will be inside you. That the love for Christ cannot be replaced. That the love for Christ is the love for the Holy Bibles, that Abraham loved Christ. It was counted to him for righteousness. That Abel loved Christ. That he, because he was of Christ. Then Cain was of the evil one, of the flesh. He killed him because he couldn't take to what Abel stood for. He became an enemy of God. Cain, he said he was of the evil one. Of who? Of flesh and blood. So he felt condemned through what Abel did. And so they said the preaching of Christ will offend them because they obviously had not taken to him. And then when he's preached, then the anger will come out. Take to the word. My flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. They said, that's it. They went away from him. But he says, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Eat it. Don't let it offend you. Love him. Love the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.